Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. Do you think of yourself as a low-tech person living in a high-tech world? I know I have, and I struggle to keep up. Well, today I have something for everyone who might need an assistive device. I'll start with a couple of super high-tech experimental gadgets introduced at the annual Consumer Electronics Show. I'll end with a simple piece of black paper with a hole cut out of it. So first, we're off to Las Vegas. This information came from CNET.com about the recent CES show in Las Vegas. And this show introduces the very latest in consumer electronics, CES, Consumer Electronics Show. The headline for this article says, "These smart glasses help blind people see the world." The subheadline reads, AIRA, it's spelled A-I-R-A, it's the name of the company. AIRA's smart glasses connect blind customers with agents to help with everyday tasks. The article was written by Dan Graziano and it was published in the first part of January of this year. AIRA, a U.S.-based startup company, has developed a pair of smart glasses that can help blind people with everyday tasks. The glasses, which are based on Google Glass, connect blind customers with a network of certified agents that can see what the blind person would be seeing in real time. These agents can help customers with daily tasks and activities such as navigating busy streets and grocery shopping by acting as a visual interpreter. The agent can also track the customer's location through Google Maps. AIRA, the company, noted that this service isn't designed to replace traditional methods such as a guide dog or a white cane, but is instead meant to be used alongside of them for specific tasks. AIRA's smart glasses are available now in the United States as part of a subscription plan. You can get the glasses and 200 minutes of access to these agents for the cost would be $129 a month. They have a second, what they call a preferred plan, and this will get you 400 minutes for $199 a month, alongside a guarantee that an agent would be on the line within 10 seconds after you make a request. Next, we have, also from the CES show in Las Vegas, this information came from crossroadstoday.com. This is an ABC News story. The headline is, "World's first tablet for the blind to be showcased at CES 2017. Before I begin the article, though, I want to explain a bit of terminology to you. Do you know about the term disruptive innovation? Well, I did not. So I went in search of an explanation and found on Wikipedia that a disruptive innovation is an innovation that creates a new market and a new value network. It eventually disrupts an existing market and value network, displacing established market-leading firms, products, and alliances. The term was defined and the phenomenon analyzed by a person named Clayton Christensen beginning in 1995. An example used by Wikipedia is this, and this made it really clear to me what a disruptive innovation really was. Wikipedia says, "Not all innovations are disruptive, even if they are revolutionary. For example, the first automobiles in the late 19th century were not a disruptive innovation because early automobiles were expensive luxury items that did not disrupt the market for horse-drawn vehicles. The market for transportation essentially remained intact until the debut of the lower-priced Ford Model T in 1908. The mass-produced automobile was a disruptive innovation because it changed the transportation market, whereas the first 30 years of automobiles did not. So with that in mind, I bring you the article, The World's First Tablet for the Blind, to be showcased at CES 2017. The name of the company, Austrian startup, is called Blitab, B-L-I-T-A-B, Blitab Technology. They will present one of Europe's most disruptive innovations at CES 2017. This Austrian company produces the world's first iPad for the blind. Austrian startup and EIT Digital Challenge winner, Blitab Technology, will be one of the biggest European disruptive innovations to be presented at CES 2017. This is the global consumer electronics trade show taking place in Las Vegas. Actually, it took place in Las Vegas from the 5th to the 8th of January. Blitab developed the first tablet device that creates tactile braille and graphics for people who are blind and visually impaired. To produce tactile braille, the tablet uses smart microfluids to develop small physical bubbles instead of the screen display. Blitab Technology recently took first place in the digital well-being category of the 2016 EIT Digital Challenge, and the company aims to improve the social well-being and digital inclusion of people who may have had difficulty accessing the digital world until now. Next, we have a quote from the founder. She says, Blitab is a great example for how creative design and high-tech innovation can improve social change and enhance the digital well-being of blind people. At CES, we are looking forward to meeting potential customers. We have big plans for our technology. This is a quote from Kristina Tsvetanova, who is the founder of Blitab Technology. Now, I actually went to the website for Blitab, blitab.com, B-L-I-T-A-B.com. In the section called About Blitab, they've got three things to start things off here. Blitab is an award-winning new Braille tablet device empowering blind and visually impaired people. Blitab is the world's first tactile tablet for blind and visually impaired people. And Blitab is a next curve Braille device for Braille reading and writing that displays one whole page Braille text at once without any mechanical elements. It's like an e-book, which instead of using a screen, displays small physical bubbles. For the first time, our users can have an overview of a whole document. The newly developed technology used in the Blitab tablet provides an opportunity for an affordable, 100 times better solution, disrupting a market that has had no innovations in the past 40 years. We developed a multi-line Braille tablet that delivers real-time content to people with visual impairments. Blitab offers a completely new user experience for Braille and non-Braille readers via touch navigation, text-to-speech output, and Perkins-style keyboard application. It allows a direct converting of any text file into Braille, and that could be from USB sticks, from the internet, or they can also obtain information via NFC tags. Blitab is not just a tablet. It is a platform for all existing and future software applications for blind readers. So we do not compete. We integrate and collaborate. And 2 points, our aim is to make Blitab a leader in digital lifestyle for every blind and visually impaired user. Our motivation is to make blind people independent at school, at home, at work, and to enable them to maintain gainful employment. And there are 4 points to end this. I think it's a translation of their website, Blitab. The company is Austrian. The 4 things to end this section, first of all, it's a game-changing Braille e-reader. One whole page of Braille code with refreshable, dynamic Braille lines. The second point they make, multi-purpose tactile display. The tactile display will give you the opportunity to edit text files, make notes, and also to navigate through it. And the third point, input and output text files. Input text content via an SD card or a USB stick from various file formats such as PDF, DOCX, or TXT files. The fourth point, they're making text-to-speech software. Braille reading does not replace the speech output. you can combine Braille output and text-to-speech software. Okay, so that's the what's happening at the CES show. Next article comes from the University of Iowa, continuetolearn.uiowa.edu. This article is part of an online course of study, an actual online course of study. I have edited and chosen some appropriate sections for people with visual disabilities. And first we have a general introduction. A paragraph here for you. In this section, information regarding the application of assistive technology, which they call AT, assistive technology, in relation to different disabilities will be presented. Assistive technology and its component devices offer ways to improve the quality of life for individuals with disabilities. They are used in a variety of settings, including work, personal, and social context. It should be noted, however, that one device does not accommodate all people or situations. For instance, for someone with a physical disability, a voice recognition program may be appropriate. However, using this product in a quiet environment, such as a library, would be distracting to others. So, when thinking about a device, it's important to understand its purpose and functionality. Doing this ensures that the disability is accommodated in the context of the environment in which it's to be used. In order to successfully select suitable AT devices, assistive technology devices, for each environment, one must first become familiar with products that are available. Before beginning this lesson, it is important to remember the AT continuum. For example, no-tech to high-tech. So now from this introduction, we jump into the next section in this online course of study. This section is called Assistive Technology Applications for People with Visual Impairments. Visual impairments are anatomic or functional disturbances affecting central vision acuity, field of vision, color perception, or binocular visual function. A person with a visual impairment typically has a visual acuity ranging from 20 over 70 to 20 over 200. Many eye conditions are degenerative in nature and can eventually lead to partial or even total blindness. Blindness is legally defined as a central vision acuity not exceeding 20 over 200 in at least one eye with best correction, or a limit in the field of vision to such a degree that its widest diameter subtends an angle of no greater than 20 degrees. This definition of legal blindness was established by the American Medical Association back in 1934 and is recognized as law in most states. Legal blindness in children is usually caused by tumors, infections, injuries, or retrolental fibroplasia, which is typically found in babies who have had oxygen therapy based on premature birth. Diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, infections, injuries, and genetic conditions are the most common causes of legal blindness for adults. Some of the earliest AT was created for people with visual impairments. Braille, a system of reading and writing by touch, was invented in 1834 and is still used as a means to access written material. It is also believed that eyeglasses have been used to correct people's vision since the 13th century. Other AT devices and strategies are used to help people with visual impairments access computers and printed materials, also to navigate through different environments and operate in school, work, and home environments. First, we'll do low-tech or no-tech assistive technology. Low-tech devices and strategies can be used to assist people with visual impairments in many aspects of everyday life. The most common low-tech AT device for people with various levels of visual impairments are eyeglasses, which are used to correct one's vision. Magnifying glasses have similar components to eyeglasses and are used to increase the size of text, images, or objects for people with visual impairments. Other low-tech devices and strategies used by people with visual impairments to access printed materials include Braille, large print materials, and audio versions of materials such as books on tape. To help people with visual impairments succeed in school or work environments, some very simple low-tech strategies can be implemented, such as color-coding materials with different colored paper and using highlighters for various subjects, providing people with large print materials, and providing a scribe to help write dictated text. Navigating environments can be difficult for people with visual impairments, but there are low-tech devices that can aid in this. These include the Hoover cane. I've never heard it called a Hoover cane before. They're referring to the white cane used in navigating environments to feel upcoming obstacles in order to avoid them. And another low-tech device, so they say, seeing eye dogs, which are used in a similar manner. Next, we have mid-tech assistive technology. Mid-tech devices used by people with visual impairments are typically household devices equipped with an audio output. Examples of devices in this category include talking calculators, talking watches, talking clocks, talking thermometers that announce times or numbers. Most other vision-related mid-tech AT devices are portable electronic devices used to help people with visual impairments complete everyday tasks. The best example of this type of device is an electronic bill reader, a device that reads and indicates the value of a monetary bill, providing independence in activities involving any money exchange. Finally, universal design options included on many commonly used items, such as the speed dial or voice dial options on telephones, are considered mid-tech AT options that benefit people with visual impairments by minimizing the opportunity for a mistake in entering a phone number. Next, in this online course from the University of Iowa, Continuing Education, this is the high-tech assistive technology part. High-tech vision-related AT devices primarily consist of computer or printed material access options. Computer access options include Braille keyboards, screen magnification software, screen readers, and text-to-audio programs. These devices provide people with visual impairments access to a computer by reading the contents of a computer screen to aid in navigation. They also magnify the size of objects on the screen to an optimal viewing size, or read letters that are typed as they're typed to ensure accuracy. Another high-tech computer access device is the Power Brailler, a device that connects to a keyboard and prints what is being typed both on the computer and on a refreshable Braille display. High-tech devices are also available to help people with visual impairments access printed material. A direct access example is one of my favorite. It's called a closed circuit television, or CCTV. This projects a magnified image of the desired printed material up onto a television screen. They call it a television screen. It's like a monitor. It looks like a television screen. This type of device consists of a camera focused on a tray on a tabletop right in front of you where you put your printed material. The camera captures an image of the printed material, which is then displayed on a television screen right in front of you. You can adjust it. The material can be magnified, the contrast can be changed, or the lines or words can be isolated for an individual with a visual impairment in order to see the printed material. The other high-tech AT options are scan and read programs. These utilize a scanner and a computer to transform printed material into a form that can be read to the user by the computer. This is more likely to be used by a person with a more severe visual impairment and entails an added step of scanning the document before it can be accessed. Finally, there are high-tech devices that can be used for navigation purposes. These devices are GPS systems. They're worn by the user and they indicate where the user is located, what streets and landmarks the user is approaching, and where the user needs to turn to get to the desired location. These directions are indicated to the user through an audio output via a speaker or an earphone. Now, also from this article, I found some interesting information from the sidebars that accompany the article. The first one about the Hoover cane. This is the white cane. The Hoover cane was not used in the United States until the 1930s, when a man belonging to the Lions Club saw a blind man attempting to cross a street while using a black cane. It was barely visible against the dark street. This sparked the Lions Club member to paint a cane white so that it stands out, and it would indicate a blind user to passing traffic, who could then better see, be aware of, and avoid blind people crossing streets. Another information from a sidebar is about the closed-circuit television system, the CCTV system. These provide means for people with visual impairments to access printed material. The user places the printed material on a tray. The machine is sitting on a table in front of you. The camera then sends an enlarged image to the screen. The user can then adjust the magnification level and the contrast, among lots of other settings, to best customize the output on the device. And of course, we have the expected disclaimer from the University of Iowa. Please note, the AT devices presented here are examples of the different AT solutions. This is not an exclusive list of solutions for a particular disability. Remember, every person's situation is unique. Okay, next we have some really, really low-tech stuff. This comes from a website called fromteachingvisuallyimpaired.com. We have non-optical low-vision devices. The article is written by Carmen Willings, and it's, again, from the website teachingvisuallyimpaired.com. There are a variety of low-tech and mid-tech non-optical devices to help persons with low vision access print and complete activities visually. Non-optical devices range from low-tech to high-tech. We have, first of all, acetate or colored filters. These are basically sheets of transparent plastic in a color. Acetate or color filters are placed over the printed page. They darken the print as well as heighten the contrast of the print with the background paper. It's usually preferred in yellow, but is available in other colors. The ones shown are in blue, green, yellow, or red. And again, depending on the person's needs, this will darken the print and heighten the contrast. The next suggestion, very low-tech, bold line paper. Bold line paper can be a helpful tool for students with visual impairments by simply providing darker lines. Bold line paper comes in various formats, such as writing paper and graph paper, and allows a student to write script on the line or to construct a graph with increased contrast. I think you can also buy bold line paper with a variation of the space between the lines, too. Next is a great idea, book stands and slant boards. Book stands are another option for enlarging print through automatic magnification provided when a student is closer to the material being viewed. A book stand. Models that are designed specifically for persons with low vision help reduce postural fatigue by bringing the work closer to the reader's eye. When a book stand is not available, one may be improvised by placing books beneath the book that is to be read, bringing it up closer to your face. A variety of reading stands are available to enable the student to bring reading materials closer to himself or herself. These stands help eliminate back and neck strain for students who need to move close to materials in order to read it. Now, I'll describe the one they have shown here. It's in bright yellow, and it stands like a teepee in front of the reader. It looks like a teepee has a little tray across the bottom of the front, and the tray, of course, would hold your material up close. There's also, in this case, a handle at the top where you just grab it, fold it up, and run with it. This is what they call a book stand or slant board. Now, some students prefer to use a three-ring binder of various widths, as this does not draw as much attention to themselves. This one is pictured too. It's really interesting. It's like a 3-inch three-ring binder, so it's a really thick binder. And you sit it on the table in front of you with the 3-inch part, the fat part, away from you and the skinny part in front of you, and you put your material on that. It tips it at just a nice angle so that it might make it easier for you to read. And then they suggest consider placing shelf liner on one side to create a non-slip surface for books. You can also use a clamp on the writing side, if necessary, to position the paper so it does not slip down. The collapsible slant board that I told you about is available from TheraPro, and that I told you it collapses for easy transport. It's very lightweight as well. Next, we have felt tip pens. That may be an obvious idea. Allow student to use felt tip pens, or what they call, it's a name brand, 2020 pens, if the students need a darker line and increased contrast, usually preferred in black. They're available in various widths. These pens produce a bold letter or diagram. The use of different colored markers will also often help students emphasize sections of his or her notes when scanning would otherwise be difficult. Similarly, allow students to use a mechanical pencil, as these pencils don't become dull. A highlighting pen can be used to draw students' attention to certain words and improve contrast between the print and the page. They also suggest next using graphite pencils. If the student needs to be able to erase, as most students will, the Faber-Castell number 8B is a bold line pencil that does not run or smudge and provides a bold line. It has a soft lead that requires a gentle press to write, and it can also be erased, unlike those markers. Now they're suggesting large print keyboards, maybe. The author says, I'm not a fan of large print keyboards, as I feel that students should be touch typing, using their touch typing skills that will allow them to type on any computer and not be dependent on a special keyboard. There are, however, students that this type of keyboard is appropriate for. If a student has cognitive delays or are physically not able to use touch typing skills, then an adapted keyboard may be the best solution. Now, as I told you in the beginning, we're getting to the ultra, ultra low tech stuff. This is called a typoscope, fancy name for what may be especially helpful to students who find it difficult to focus on a word or track a line of print. The typoscope blocks out the surrounding text by allowing the student to focus on the important information. Typoscopes are matte black cards with a small reading window that allows just a few lines of text to be seen at a time. These can help with tracking, and they can prevent reflections from the part of the page that's not being reviewed. This can be helpful to users who have a reduced visual field or cataracts or corneal opacities. These can be purchased or created using matte black cardstock. I'm thinking of the old-fashioned black construction paper. You would cut out a window about the width of the text that you're reading, and allowing just a couple of lines to show helps you focus. Well, now your quote for today is this: I fear the day our technology will surpass our human intervention. The world will have a generation of idiots. Well, this was supposedly stated by Albert Einstein, but that attribution has been debated for years. Nevertheless, though, interesting thought, especially the first part. I fear the day our technology will surpass our human intervention. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.